Welcome to the Friday, September the 19th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our ninth episode of the 2025-2026 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 15 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, shines a spotlight on the great things happening in our schools. All right, let's dive into the highlights from another great week. The school board continues their search for the sixth superintendent in the MSD of Wayne Township. Round three interviews happen this week. Hopefully we'll have that announcement coming in the month of October, so stay tuned for some exciting news there. Monday, September the 15th, marked the beginning of Hispanic Heritage Month. It's a time to celebrate and recognize the contributions and cultural richness of our Hispanic and Latino communities in our schools and beyond. We look forward to continuing to celebrate throughout the month. It's also bargaining time, and it's been wonderful to sit down with the Classroom Teachers Association as we continue to look at our current financial situation and the future opportunities for bargaining that will begin in October formally. Also, benefits enrollment is just around the corner, in just over a month away, actually, which makes today's discussion particularly timely. I'm excited to welcome today's guest, our Assistant Superintendent for Finance and Operations, Dr. Steve Samuel, and Jordan Shireen. She is the Senior Program Manager with Kinetic Health. Let me get that right. Kinetic Health. Jordan works with Apex, a longtime partner with the MSD of Wayne Township through Kinetic Health, and has been a great partner for us for many, many years. She's currently working with us on an exciting new benefit that you may have seen come across your email and had some questions on. It's called the Samaritan Fund. It has really great potential for our employees and for our health insurance plan, so we want to talk about that a little bit today. Welcome, Steve and Jordan.
Thank you, Dr. Butts.
So glad to have you. Steve, talk to us a little bit. You know, you think Samaritan Fund, you think about donations, you think about some kind of program that, you know, we're doing some volunteer work and those types of things. We all know Samaritan's Purse and those types of things, but talk to us a little bit about what is that Samaritan Fund and how does it fit into our package?
I appreciate you going through that. That was when this idea was brought to us, that was kind of exactly what went through my head, trying to place this in what I know when I think of that term. But really, what Samaritan Fund is a program aimed at providing financial relief to people who are facing significant medical challenges. Mm. And as a byproduct, high cost, whether that's medication, whether that is care, whether that is a treatment program for a particular illness. So, you know, when we really look at our plan, and we're fortunate to have great partners like Apex Benefits and Kinetic Health, who are searching out creative ways that we can help our employees and help reduce healthcare costs across the board. And so
we know healthcare is a significant cost for so many people. We know that it's a challenge across our country and something that's often talked about. Jordan, your work with our district over the years has really helped us to control our healthcare benefits and to control our plans for our employees. For many years, we did not see any increase at all. But we know, too, that sometimes there are some pretty significant medical events that happen. So, you know, when I hear Dr. Samuel talk a little bit about this, I'm thinking about, well, I don't currently have any major medical issues. I may one day, but I don't currently have it. Talk to us about how this works and you know, is this something that I need to do today or is this primarily for people who already have an existing condition that are trying to manage the cost for that?
Yeah, so this is mainly going to be for anyone who has a current diagnosis, okay, or projected treatment plan that will go through December of 2026.
Okay.
So if you just got a tough diagnosis or if you've been receiving medications on a weekly or monthly basis, you're going to hit your out-of-pocket max next year or you do consistently, this could be a program that you qualify for.
So I know I need to have a hip replacement. If I had to have both hips replaced and I knew I was going to hit my max, would this be something for me or is this more like a cancer diagnosis?
I would say it could be both. Usually maybe one hip replacement may not hit the $50,000 threshold that usually Samaritan Fund is looking for that cost that's going to be projected for the next plan year.
I certainly hope it doesn't hit that $50,000.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I may be walking around with an injured hip for a while.
But, but I mean, some of the more common diagnoses that we see accepted on the Samaritan Fund program is going to be things like cancer. So if you have chemotherapy or radiation, that's ongoing. Hemophilia, cystic fibrosis. If you have a dependent who has maybe some congenital abnormalities, they have ongoing treatments, surgeries that they are requiring. ABA therapy can also be one of those things. Multiple sclerosis or autoimmune disorders with like ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. Those are some of the conditions that we see, usually not always, but oftentimes are approved to be on this program, but it's not an all-inclusive list.
So what about our young teachers who are expecting to give birth next year? Maybe they're expecting that during the calendar year of 26, maybe they'll be welcoming another child into their family. Is that something that would qualify?
It could, especially if you're expected to have maybe a, you know, complicated pregnancy or a NICU delivery. This could be a really helpful program for you. So important thing to know is that doing the step one of signing the HIPAA form for this program is not going to officially sign you up for anything.
Okay.
It is essentially just giving the Samaritan Fund program staff permission to reach out to you and get more information of what your medical situation looks like.
All right. So that takes me to a great question. Mm-hmm. How does this process work? So we fill out that form, Samaritan Fund staff receives it, they reach out. Is this an application process? Do you have to qualify? Walk us through that.
Yeah, so first step is filling out a HIPAA form, which that link and QR code is in the email that this podcast is in. Yep. So you can sign up for that. It's also been in Wayne Wellness Newsletters, Benefits Newsletters, so pretty advertised that we've seen in the last couple of weeks. So you can sign up for that. And it just essentially is just your demographic information and then your primary diagnosis and anything about your medical condition that goes over to the Samaritan Fund. And then their staff will reach out to you to get more information. Where are you getting your medical care? Mm-hmm. Where are you getting your infusions at or your medications filled at? Just to get an idea of what your current situation looks like.
So many questions I have, so many questions. So I tend to, my doctor, my primary care physician is at IU West. It's a physician I've been with for a while. This doesn't change who my doctors are, right? This doesn't change the eligibility for me within my healthcare plan, correct?
Yeah, good question. So the big thing to know is that when Samaritan Fund reaches out to you, they will ask you where you are going and getting that type of treatment. And then they will match you to a individual marketplace insurance plan that will decrease any type of disruption for you. And they will, if you qualify for the program, they'll present you with that insurance plan. And then you still have the option of whether you'd like to go on that plan and you qualify, or you can still elect to go onto the MSD of Wayne insurance plan in November if you don't like the option they're giving you. But they will give you an insurance plan that will decrease or eliminate any disruption that you would experience by going to that marketplace insurance plan.
Again, so many questions. So if I have dependents that are on my insurance plan that don't have these major medical conditions, can they still stay on the Wayne plan if I'm on this Samaritan Fund plan so that they can still access all of the Wayne Township health benefits?
So if you as an employee go onto this health plan, or if you have a spouse that has a complex diagnosis and they end up going onto this plan, thankfully, the Samaritan Fund program, they are experts in guiding you through the different options for this process. So some people, they may opt to have their entire family go onto the marketplace insurance plan, whereas some people, maybe it's just the spouse that's that high cost care and they just elect to have the spouse go onto the insurance plan. That is an option. I will say also in the email that this goes out with, we do have some live sessions with our chief clinical officer over at Kinetic Health, who is doing live Q&As.
Okay.
So she has different options in the morning, in the evening, where you can tune in, listen to the introduction of the Samaritan Fund program, mm-hmm. and ask her live questions on there as well. If you have a pretty unique scenario, mm-hmm. you can also reach out to me or her directly if you'd like to ask more information as well.
Great. Dr. Samuel, from a financial standpoint, how does this benefit the individual employee financially? And then overall, we are a self-insured school district. How does it help us with our overall ability to manage our healthcare?
Yeah, and both of those things obviously are what make this attractive. Number one, we want our employees to have access to the best possible scenarios from a healthcare perspective. And so this is something that we're talking about employees and plan members who are going to be hitting that deductible maximum. So their out-of-pocket is going to be significant. Mm-hmm. It's going to be dollars, that we all wish we would have had in our pocket.
Right.
And so what this Samaritan Fund is able to do is eliminate those costs. So you go on, as Jordan mentioned, onto a marketplace plan, and all of those costs are covered. The out-of-pocket for an employee is zero if you qualify and are accepted on to this plan. And so that's number one. Number two, then, how does this help the overall plan cost for our self-insurance fund, as you alluded to? And so the more we can keep those costs down while also ensuring our employees have access to the best healthcare, those are always going to be positives for the plan. Mm-hmm. And so this offers, some relief to the plan, because those costs are then being carried by the Samaritan Fund that would have been pushed to the plan as well.
Mm-hmm. Either one of you, many times these very expensive health conditions don't just last a year. These are long-term in some cases. Can somebody be on the Samaritan Fund for multiple years?
So the Samaritan Fund goes by a 12-month basis. So if you are accepted onto it when you apply by September 30th, you will have covered insurance from January 1, 2026 to December 31st, 2026. And then should Wayne offer this the next year, you would submit another application, because we know that different medical conditions can get better. They can get worse. It changes mm-hmm. oftentimes. So you would reapply should this be offered again the next year.
Excellent. Anything that I'm sure there's a ton of things that I've missed, but anything that else that you'd like to share before we wrap up today's podcast with the information that we want to make sure employees have so they can make a decision here in the next week and a half? Because as I heard, September 30th is our deadline. If you want to participate in this this great opportunity called the Samaritan Fund, you have to have that in by September the 30th.
I think that was the key. I was going to revisit that deadline and, mm-hmm. and really keep that date out there for people. And I think that, as Jordan indicated, you don't lose anything by
filling out that HIPAA form
okay. to see where this goes. And so if you think you might qualify, I would encourage people to do that.
So if you think you qualify, if you think you're going to be hitting that deductible because you've got a condition or have recently found out that something is coming along, definitely get that in by September 30th and then work with that Samaritan Fund staff to figure out if you qualify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Steve and Jordan, thank you so much for joining me today. What great information. This is so complex for people. As always, if you have additional questions, make sure to reach out to Shandy Brickler in the business office or follow the information in the email that we are sending to you for more information on who to contact and to get those frequently asked questions. It's great to know that we are always looking for better ways to serve our staff. So thank you so much. Well, coming up, good luck to our Ben Davis football team in tonight's home matchup as they return home against the Warren Central Warriors. Always a great matchup when our rivals from the east side come to the west, so come out and support our Giants. If you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, the Claremont Parade is tomorrow at 11 a.m. We will be well represented by several groups, including our school board, our police department, the child nutrition department, Roby Elementary, and most exciting, our Ben Davis Marching Giants. Stick around for the Claremont Rodeo later on that afternoon, or stop out to Carrier Corporation for Jammin' for a Cause. It's a barbecue competition with live music and food festival. Runs from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. They also come out to support our Area 31 Construction Trades Program, which is the fundraiser called Jammin' for a Cause. Next Wednesday, September 24th, is our Staff Professional Development Day, which means it will be an asynchronous learning day for our students. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and vision, the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.